Exclusive: Amanda Mealy's Hollywood turned James Bond into a simp because he was white cis, too masculine. By Robert Krajicek on October 13, 2021. James Bond is a simp in No Time to Die, the latest film in the spy franchise. Film director Amanda Mealy's said on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Mealy's described how Hollywood's undermining of the iconic character's classic attributes are part of a broader cultural campaign of remaking popular mythologies to comply with left-wing doctrines regarding wokeness. "You can't have a cool James Bond because it's too masculine," she remarked. "It's too awesome. He's a celebrated bachelor. The fact that they finally had to murder, and when I say that, I mean character-wise, they finally had to put James Bond in the grave in this one. You can tell that at just every opportunity that was their goal." She continued, "They have to kill James Bond. They have to make him a simp before they finally kill the whole series. The whole point of culture in Hollywood, right now, is not just to make movies that you don't want to see, but it's to take your icons. Superman is gay. James Bond is a simp. Everything is the opposite of what it was supposed to be." She stated, "I can't even enjoy the luxurious experience of watching a gazillion-dollar movie. Because I'm watching dumb chick on a motorcycle uttering stupid one-liners over her shoulder to dress down the white cis James Bond who's just outgrown his era. I can't just enjoy the pretty movie without the nausea of the generation that we're in," she added. At the end of it, they had to kill the James Bond idea. "You're not allowed to be a heartless bachelor who's just cool, anymore. They have to invert the mythology," she stated. "They have to kill your spirit, and you have to watch them do it and pay them for the pleasure. A healthy culture requires broadly agreed upon myths." Mealy's held, identifying James Bond as an archetypal manifestation of such a fictional legend. She said, "The importance of myth-making for a culture is something everybody studies at a really basic level in university. It is a really important thing. How can you have a culture that's healthy when the stories you tell its citizens about it are so sick and twisted?" "We're in the dark ages," Mealy's said of the degradation of American culture. "We're not going towards the dark ages, we're in the dark ages. And it's not even like they're making this stuff to please those audiences and ignore our people. They're specifically taking everything you like and everything that actually was a cultural kind of landmark for the United States, or just in the Western civilization, in general, and subverting it, turning it on its head, and raping its dead carcass in front of you and making you watch. It's so dark." Mealy's, director of The Plot Against the President, recalled how the producer for Real Time with Bill Maher demanded she hype the events of January 6 at the Capitol as a condition of participation on the show. She shared, "When I was trying to go on Bill Maher for the Russiagate stuff, because he's been awoken on that, I had this wacky talk with his producer and they were like, basically, you can't come on the show unless you are willing to say that January 6 is the worst thing that ever happened, worse than World War II, blah blah blah," and I was like, "No, I don't even think about it, because it was just stupid." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.